This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You ain't gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a
the hour now, as we welcome you to another engaging experience, listening on air with Doug and Jennifer and Victoria, the DJV experience. Thankful to have you along. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington, and also with us is the home improvement guru himself, Tommy the K, Tom Kreitler, who is one of the popular hosts. There are two hosts. You know, it's like in 1984, all pigs are equal, but some pigs are more equal than others. So Leslie Segretti is one of the popular hosts, and she's more popular than Tom, but she's not available right now. So Tom is here to help us understand what's going on in your home. And if you have any questions, send them along. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com. Manny in Michigan writes, I was getting ready to redo my bathroom, and during the demolition phase, I found out that I have some plumbing on the outside wall. This is in Michigan? How in the name of God has he got plumbing outside in Michigan?
Yeah, and he's not had frozen pipes yet. But
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, listen, now's the opportunity. If you've got those walls all torn open, you definitely want to get the plumbing outside of the exterior wall where it's prone to freezing. Now, what I would do is I would use PEX instead of copper piping this time, Manny. PEX is the cross-linked polyethylene plastic piping. Been out for several years now. Great stuff because it's flexible. You can bend it and run it through wall spaces and floor spaces where you couldn't do it before. You can kind of run it like you would run a wire, right? I mean, you could sort of slide it up.
Sounds like Jennifer's floor boyfriend.
I don't know where to go with that.
Kind of mean. I don't either.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So anyway, Jennifer, do you have any more problems with your house? Has a tree fell down in your driveway? You all set there?
I'm all set. I'm still dealing with my plumbing issue, but Tom gave me the advice because my plumber suggested copper, and like Tom said, I actually told him I want the PEX because he told me last weekend I should look into that. So,
Victoria doesn't have any problems because she lives in New York, where the best way to fix anything is to move. And let's see what
else. No, that's not it. I have a super for all my issues.
I call him up, and he
comes and fixes stuff.
Right. And Kara doesn't own her own home, so I guess it's basically Jennifer and me who are the homeowners here, and others. I was looking at some of the home projects that some of my friends are working on. I know one fellow who has spent most of the winter sitting on his couch imagining all the things that he wanted to do. He's got a list.
Right.
During the commercials of the football games, he writes down all the things he wants to do to the exterior of his home. And now, because spring has sprung and on the East Coast, we get a lot of warm weather. Heavens, it was.
Now the list is way too long. He's exhausted even looking at it. He's going to do nothing.
Right. Well, that happened as well. We have a local website here, wickedlocal.com, in which one of the things that comes out of it is home improvement questions.
Yeah.
Most of the things that I see when I read this, and I get kind of a kick out of it, it's amazing how uneducated people are. You must find this, Tom, when you talk to people on the air or you get your questions from listeners to the Home Improvement, to the Money Pit show, the Home Improvement show that people can hear around the country over the weekend. Everybody depends on a specialist. Way too many. You know, I grew up on the farm.
Well,
we fixed everything ourselves.
Yeah. Well, there's a bunch of reasons for that, Doug. I mean, first of all, remember that a lot of people in this country got their basic training in, you know, just hand tools and how things go together as part of taking a shop class, right? Even if you weren't going to go into the trades.
It's shop
and
school.
They taught you which end of the hammer to hold and how to use a tape measure and things like that. Just basic life skills, right?
Yeah.
But now those classes are all gone. So there's generations of kids out there now, you know, getting into the workforce and owning houses that don't really have that kind of skill. They do have YouTube. That helps a lot. They can look up the videos. But the other problem is that there's a huge skills gap in this country where there's just not enough folks going into the trades, and that also creates a problem. So there's definitely a lack of knowledge in this space, and unfortunately that opens up the opportunity for distrustful contractors to come in and give you advice that's going to line their own pockets as opposed to fix your
house. Helping you.
You know, lady, you got a problem, and I'm just the guy to fix it for you.
Right,
that's what you're going to hear.
All right. So do you find that it is still the purview, or is this old-time thinking, the woman takes care of what needs to be done inside the house, the man outside? Is that, is there still that tradition, or are you getting questions from people about everything?
No, no. I think there's equal opportunity out there, you know, for both sexes to go out and do, you know, whatever they want to do. I will say that women are better at system thinking. So what I mean by that is that they're going to look at the house as a whole. So in the outside, they may choose, you know, the roofing and the shutter colors and the landscaping, because it is kind of a system. You know, guys, when we go to a store, right, we buy socks, tie, a belt, a pair of pants, right? Women buy outfits. They buy they hair care systems, makeup systems. It's kind of a different way of thinking of things, and I think I see that in the house as well in terms of the projects that they take on. They're not just going to, you know, pick out a cabinet. They're going to pick out everything at once and make sure it all works well together, and I think that's important.
We're big picture kind of people.
Exactly.
Yeah, the big picture. Well, I mean, when you come down to who's going to design the kitchen, the person who uses the kitchen ought to design the kitchen. Yeah, everybody uses the bathroom, so maybe you all
that,
have...
And who is that, by the way?
Yeah.
Who's that? Using the kitchen in your house?
I feel like there's more to that story.
Well, no, I mean, I wasn't trying to... it depends on whether you're, if you're by yourself. In my circumstance, the kitchen is dysfunctional.
Mm-hmm.
I can't sit down at a place that when I'm, for example, during the course of the program, I'm running into the kitchen to have bites of fruit and yogurt and that kind of stuff. And then after I get done, I want to sit down and have a little bit of breakfast and sort of catch up on what I'm doing. I don't have a place to sit in my kitchen. I have there's a place that's sort of like a bar that I want to move over so that I can put a couple of stools there and just be able to sit down. But I can't. There's no real place. Unless I go into the formal dining room,
right.
I got no place to sit and eat. So I stand up and eat.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Well, that's a design issue that should have been solved.
Well, let's see. Maybe, you haven't been visiting.
We have to figure it out.
Adjust
that remodeling plan.
Yes. So anybody who has I acknowledge that Tom is the leader in this area, and you have a question, I suggest you do pay attention to the Money Pit website, moneypit.com, and the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Tom's always got good practical advice on how to handle questions, and from time to time I invite him to spend some time here with us. His book is called My Home, My Money Pit, which you can also find out about at the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program's website, moneypit.com. Tommy the K at 14 past the hour with DJV.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
At your service and on your side, aren't you excited? 16 after the hour, Doug, Stefan, Victoria, Keelan, Jennifer, Horn. Do you know your credit score?
Jennifer? I do.
Okay. You know yours, Victoria?
I do not, but I know I should.
Yeah, you ought to. Carrie, you know what your credit
really
score is?
It's actually really easy in this day and age.
Well, yeah, I actually don't know mine either.
The problem is that you think you're getting information. I remember... last time I got a car, I had one idea because my bank sends me a credit statement every month, and that one of their benefits is one of the credit cards is that they supposedly give you the average of what the three credit reporting agencies say your credit score is. So I have this expectation that this is my credit score. You go in and you get a car, and the guy says, no, this is your credit score. And I said, where'd you come up with this? Well, we went to one place, and that's the one we use. Well, you know, it becomes a scam. But generally speaking, you can pretty much tell where you are. I mean, you don't really need, unless there's something going on that you don't know about, which is my daughter came to me a couple of months ago and said, Dad, I understand my credit score is this, and we don't have any real debt, and I'm on time. So I looked into it and found...
A lot of time people borrow your credit for things.
Well, not so much. She was on an old credit card with me.
Mm-hmm.
And that credit card went south in an argument with a bank, and so it affected her credit as well as affected my credit.
Way to go, Dougie.
Yeah. Thank you, Jennifer, for your support. But if you have bad credit history, it can hold you back from buying a new car, from getting a good interest rate on a home. So you really need to go. There's a great website that I found called MyFICO.com, F-I-C-O, MyFICO.com, and you can get the data from these credit reporting agencies. I got to tell you, Equifax, TransUnion, Experian, they are, the word is crude, but the best word for it is whore. They are just
they're
awful.
The three big ones, though, right?
They're the three big ones. Yes, they're the big ones, and they do things, and unless you're on them, there are bad reports. I guarantee that anybody listening to this program right now who went to check out his or her credit would find a mistake, and maybe even a number of mistakes, just wrong information, things attributed to you that aren't really. And unless you work on it, you can really have damage done to you.
Mm-hmm.
I had my lawyer work on mine because in one case where there were a couple of mistakes, actually, there were serious mistakes, affected my credit in one case by 30 points, another one 85 points, this kind of stuff. And even though I've been pretty fortunate, if you have a score above 720, 730, 740, you're okay. You'll get the best rates. But
you know, most people don't do this until they're needing it. And
yes,
so,
they trip on it.
I didn't get really serious about my credit score until I was trying to refinance my house. And then I found out that, I mean, it took 6 months because I was on credit accounts from my office and, you know, and they were trying to hold me accountable. Not that we had debt, but that we had the possibility to have debt.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was so crazy. So do it before you need it.
Yep. You need to be able to check out your payment history. That's 35% of what the value is of your credit score. 30% of it is how much money you owe. 15% is your credit history that goes back 7 years. 10% is the type of credit that you have, that kind of stuff. New credit is better than old credit. So get at it, but check your credit score and know what's there so you can borrow money intelligently. Did you know that some financial institutions offer resources to help you as a consumer establish savings priorities through all stages of your life? How about we listen to this from Rick Rogers?
America Saves Week is here. This is an annual opportunity for organizations to promote good saving behavior and a chance for individuals to assess their own savings goals. Dave Vasquez with Ally Bank, member FDIC.
A savings plan with specific goals is the key to success. We've introduced a series of tools and content to help consumers establish savings priorities for various life events, such as a home down payment, family vacation, or retirement.
For people starting to save, an emergency fund is a great way to begin. Experts recommend saving 6 months of expenses for emergencies. Ally's calculator helps consumers determine how much to save to be prepared.
Helping our customers know what actions to take to plan for the future is an opportunity to establish that we are more than a place to put money. We're a trusted resource in helping them reach their financial goals.
For more information, visit ally.com/life.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
No complaints here. This is music time. Relax, everybody. Elvis Costello has entered the building. He's one of the latest to announce his North American summer tour. That's what we love about springtime or early spring. We got these people talking about what they're going to do to entertain us around the country. So Elvis Costello and the Imposters say they're going to have a summer tour starting June 3rd in Berkeley and going across the country ending late July in Providence. It's a 20-plus date run, sort of a continuation of their fall trek from last year called the Imperial Bedroom and Other Chambers. The material goes back to 1982's Imperial Bedroom. That's kind of interesting. Moldy oldie music. Costello clarified the band isn't aiming for nostalgia with their shows. Quote, "We never intended to recite this book from cover to cover. Back in 82, I might have been a step or two ahead of our crowd in the tragic romantic stakes, but I sense that they've all caught up with me by now." His personal experiences. Yes, we probably have. Imperial Bedroom, produced by Jeff Emerick, who did a lot of work with the Beatles. And let's see, Costello's in there with Beyond Belief, Almost Blue, the album which Rolling Stone magazine dubbed as a masterpiece when it was initially released, ranks number 166 on Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Albums. Huh. And that, I didn't realize it was that high up on that, Victoria.
Yeah, I know. I've seen Elvis and Elvis Costello once in concert. And
you've seen Elvis
phenomenal.
In costume in Costello Land, have you?
I've seen Elvis. Well, yeah. This Elvis. I saw him once in at Summer Stage in Central Park, and he was just phenomenal.
Do you know anybody else named Elvis? I never, until this guy came along, I never even encountered anybody named Elvis but Elvis Presley.
Well, he took the name. His real name is Declan McManus. He's from Ireland, so he took the name because he's a big Elvis Presley fan. But I don't know any other Elvises, no. Where did Elvis's mom come up with that one?
Well, there was his brother, the twin, was Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, wait, I thought his name was Elvis Aaron.
It was, but I think his brother's name was... And then he took that name, if I remember the story correctly. Somebody will correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's the story with him and that name. Okay, speaking of names, how many people remember Tupac Shakur? What a great combo here. Elvis and Tupac. Right?
Oh, yeah.
The car in which he was shot is up for sale for $1.5 million. There you go. The memorabilia dealer Moments in Time has listed this 7 Series Beamer that once belonged to Suge Knight.
And this is a 1996 BMW.
Right.
This is not any kind of vintage value.
If you look,
car.
This is a smart car. This is quite a 7 Series Beamer, pretty good car.
Right.
Anyway, Shakur was riding with this guy when he was shot during a drive-by in Las Vegas. He died 6 days later. He was only 25. So wasn't Suge the guy that backed up and ran over a bunch of people last year?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What's going on with that?
He's not a nice guy. Isn't Suge in jail, or is he out again?
I don't know. Last time I checked, he was in jail. And if he's out, I wouldn't be surprised if he's back in.
Remember he ran over that black actor that everybody liked? I don't remember what his name was. When you saw him, you knew. Now I can't remember his name. But he was an actor. He wasn't a singer. And he was in a lot of popular TV shows and movies. And he got out behind the car, and this guy just ran over him.
Oh.
That's why. You know who I mean.
Yeah, it was his hit and run.
Can't remember his name. And that's we always do this.
I don't see it that he was an actor, though.
Yeah,
I remember that it happened, but I don't remember knowing who the person was.
Yeah, I remember the name. Mm. All right, anyway. Mm. So the car, back to the car, 92,000 miles on it. What's that car worth? Normally, I would guess a car like that, a 96, would probably be worth 20 grand, maybe 25. So look at what it's worth because Tupac got shot in the head. There you go. 28 past the hour. Yeah, who would want that? I moved out and started really hanging. I
needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Changes in Washington are not only affecting the nation's economy, but your family's as well. Quicken Loans can show you how to take advantage of a cash-out refinance to pay off credit card debt or invest in home improvements. In fact, you may be able to eliminate private mortgage insurance. No matter what's happening in Washington, it's always a smart move to call us at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Experience the confidence that comes from working with a mortgage partner that has your best interest in mind. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shades.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Change after the hour. Coming up in a few moments, Victoria Bullis, our resident psychic. What went on at the Oscars? We'll find out from her point of view what in the world was going on there. In the meantime, our television report for today, looking into the, we can beat this thing to death, I think, in a manner of speaking, Victoria. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schilling, before we get to Victoria Bullis, the accountants have apologized at PricewaterhouseCoopers for handing the wrong envelope to who had it? Faye Dunaway? Did Faye Dunaway have the envelope?
I think Warren Beatty had it. He's
Warren
the one
Beatty
who opened
stumbled.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he saw that it had Emma Stone's name, so he knew it wasn't right, and then Faye Dunaway wanted to be the one to announce it.
I've really, when you look around the audience, some of the pictures, for example, The Rock did his usual, his eyebrow kind of look at this thing, and And, you know, you can understand how people make mistakes, and that's all it was. It was human error. So why is it? Who expects perfection in this life? That's let's ask Victoria about that in a minute.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Les Moonves, who runs CBS, says they have told the people at the NFL they want the games shorter because fans are tired of taking longer than what he described as a presidential term to finish themselves out. What's the average length of the games now? 4 hours? Four hours.
I would say on average, yeah.
That's a lot of time, especially for something like that. Mm-hmm. And that's why the ratings have taken a dip, because fans don't like, among other things. I mean, I think they're kidding themselves if they don't think they're impacted by the reality of what people think about football and the damaging, the bad publicity has come from the way they handle some of the affairs, these football players. Did you see the thing I posted a couple of days ago about that football player starving his dog?
Terrence Cody is on the Ravens, I think, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
P-O-S. That's all I can say, legally, without getting us fined. Mm-hmm. I just can't.
But you
and he's not allowed to own a pet for, like, I don't know, 3 months or some stupid, ridiculous sentence.
Yeah. And it's that kind of stuff. The bad boys. This guy in Boston, Hernandez, what's his name? It was on the Patriots. He killed. I mean, he's
Aaron
like a gangster.
Hernandez, right?
Aaron Hernandez,
is that right?
Yeah. He killed. He's already in jail for life because he killed two people.
Mm-hmm.
And then he killed a couple of more. And I loved last night on the news, there's some clown that represents him says, Mr. Hernandez is looking forward to exonerating his good name. That guy's in jail for two murders, you jerk.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the kind of people that all too often, there are more of these types that seem to get the attention than the Tom Brady's.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, they're just, you know, the NFL has, they have an image problem. They really do. And it just seems to keep getting worse.
All right. Speaking of image problem, Bob Harper, the fitness guru who's the host of The Biggest Loser, suffered a heart attack, and he was out for a couple of days. And what was he in? He was in intensive care in Los Angeles.
He was in New York. Yeah, I think he was doing press for the show, and he's, of course, the fitness guru, and he's worked with Oprah. I mean, he's worked with everybody. He's really well-known in the fitness world, and he was working out in a gym, and he just happened to be lucky enough that day that when he had this massive heart attack, there was a doctor right there working out with him who gave him CPR and saved his life, and he was unconscious for 2 days.
It's amazing how many people who do this have this kind of a problem. They do it to compensate. His mother died of a heart attack when he was young, and so he's paid a lot of attention, but genetics is genetics.
Mm.
And so you got to be very careful about how you exercise and the situation. I've had a number of trainers over the years, and they really, you know, they emphasize that you got to know your body and you got to know your history before you get all worked up, you know, about one of these various training programs. You got to be very
smart. Harper's only 51. I mean, he's
51
years
old.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Well, we wish him well. Hold
he's
good
on the
thought
men.
For
yep.
him. Yep. In a moment, we go through the circumstances. What in the world happened at the Oscars? And what can we figure out about people and their psychic nature from watching the various accounts as it was happening and before and after, psychology of people? Because that's really what psychology, psychic, and psychology, I think, are two things that, although some people, the psychology, well, this is a profession, I think there's a lot more going on that keeps the two together or makes the two interesting when you consider them together. I think that that is something that we'll talk about with Victoria in a moment. First, though, I want to get you between the sheets. Woo-hoo! Getting our sheets together. Parachute sheets. That is modern bedding for modern homes with modern families, going online to parachutehome.com/DJV to look, to peruse the sheets that are on sale there, crafted in Europe. The best factories are there. The cotton is Egyptian cotton. Makes you feel like a pharaoh. Remember that old, who was it, Tom? No, it wasn't Tom. It was Walk Like an Egyptian. Who did that song? is a
song. The Bengals, but you're thinking of King Tut, probably.
King
Martin.
Tut. Yeah. Right. This is bedding suitable for a king like King Tut. Parachute and the bedding that we have on our beds, when I say we, Victoria has it and Kara has it and I have it. We all have it because the folks at Parachute thought this would be a good way, a good venue for them to tell their story. And it is. You can keep these sheets for 2 months. And if you don't like them, you send them back. Where else can you? Can't do that at Macy's.
No.
Can't do that at Bed Bath & Beyond. Can't do it anywhere.
Nope.
Except here. And you don't have to go to the store either. You look online. You see what they have available. And then you pick the color and the type of bedding that you want and get it. It's very inexpensive. For the quality, man, this is a buy and a half.
Well, they've cut out the middleman because it's not available in stores. It's only online.
Online only.
Yeah, and one of the other things that we haven't really talked about, the color selection was one of my favorite surprises about Parachute Home, because we have a specific kind of gray tones in our bedroom, and that was really wonderful to be able to match the color of the duvet and the sheets and everything. It was really nice. They have a lot of designer-inspired colors, so it's not just like plain white, you know, hippie sheets. Like, these are really wonderful designer sheets.
Isn't it great to be enthused about something like this and to want to get into bed for not just the reasons of wanting to be with your partner, but wanting to get a good night's sleep and get snuggled up in these sheets?
Sheets can make or break your sleep at night. I mean, they really can.
Really can. Visit parachutehome.com/DJV. In order to get free shipping, you need to go to that branch of the website. Parachutehome.com/DJV. Look what they have. Order it and get free shipping at parachutehome.com/DJV.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese, please. I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
All right, here we are at 43 after the hour. Thanks to Victoria Bullis for being here. Her website is Victoria Bullis, BULLIS.com, or at Victoria Bullis. You can schedule some time with her to find out what's going on with you. People want to look into the future. Weren't we earlier, though, today, Victoria Phelan, talking about looking in the future? And I think I asked all of you if you wanted to know, if you could look into the future, what you'd want to know. And I think you all said you didn't want to look into the future.
Not too far into the future, no.
No. So when Victoria Bullis, when people come to you, what are they looking? They want to know answers to their current problems and how they will affect them in the future. How do you get a grasp on that?
Well, I've been doing this for so long. I think it's called practice.
Maybe.
By the way, let me say something about Parachute. I was listening to your conversation. They do have stores, and they have one on Rose Avenue in Venice, California, about three blocks from where you used to live.
Oh.
Yes, I went there. That's where I first saw what they have. It's a great store. It's in a cozy little neighborhood. And a lot of good stuff is
coming. Right down the street from my favorite little restaurant, Rose Cafe.
All right, so I'll let you take me there, or I'll take you there sometime soon.
I love it. We'll do it. We'll shop together. I love shopping.
Yes.
Anyway, so back to your question. I'm surprised at your answer, because in this day and age, a lot of people have shifted that thinking to wanting to know what's down the line so they can handle it. They can prepare for it. They can change it before it happens, which is where I come from a lot. You know, I don't see you staying in that job for more than another 3 months because, you're right, you did screw up or something like that. But here's what you have to do. Here are five things you need to do to work on this, and if you do, you have an excellent chance of turning it around. That's where I come from. I see what's there. If it looks good, like, yes, I you do have an excellent chance of getting that job. But let's make it better. You have a 78% chance of winning that contract or whatever it might be. Here's what you do to strengthen the percent of probability.
So
I never see things, haven't for decades, in black and white. You know, if somebody says, I'm right, this is the truth, in a strong way, I usually say, back off from that person, because they only see what their viewpoint is and have no tolerance for anybody else's viewpoint or ideas. And there are, as we all know, there are, you know, 50 shades of gray. Right. 50 shades of color in someone's skin, or whatever it might be.
So do you find yourself in your own life, and maybe when you're talking to your clients, always working into the future? Because what can you do about the past? You can look at the past, but you can't fix it. But yet there are those people. My philosophy, I think I've expressed to you, and I certainly have expressed it on the air over the years, especially the last 3 or 4 years, has been to live in the now, because you can't do anything about the past, and you really don't know what the future, unless we have people like you that can help guide us into the future. But does that make now better if we sort of anticipate what's going on in the future, and you know what the problem is, then you make now better?
Yeah, or not only what the problem is, it may be, but what the strength is. So you recognize the changes that need to be made to avoid something or to go for something. And yes, it does affect now. The Buddha came up with the concept of living mindfully, meaning you pay attention to everything around you. And, you know, it doesn't have to be religious or spiritual. It's just smart. Yeah. If you pay attention around you, you will get a funny feeling, you know, and clutch your handbag a little bit tighter if you're walking down a street in New York or in a store or something. If you're paying attention to what's around you, you make fewer mistakes and you go for more things called opportunities that are around all the time.
He's got opportunity, lots of opportunity. So let's go back to the Oscars. Could you tell, this was there's a very interesting astrological pair that was going on that day, I'm told.
And
what was it?
There was
a
new moon or something.
Yeah,
right?
There was a new moon in Pisces
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but when it comes down to brass tacks here, the fact that people were kind of upset about this mistake, and people have made a big deal out of it, can you tell ahead of time whether there'd be, did you get any vibes about some of the people? Does anybody ask you? They used to handicap these the Las Vegas bettors. Okay. And they call people like you and say, okay, what's the chance that this movie will win or that person will win, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Does that go on still?
Yeah, I do that a lot in the radio the week before the Oscars, a lot. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that you said it the way that you did. What percent is there? That's how I view life, a percent of probability. As I was sort of alluding to a few minutes ago, you change everything all the time. Now, there was supposed to be, when I was watching the Oscars and I was as surprised as everyone else, but then afterwards I realized that was meant to be. There was meant to be some sort of a shake-up for people to view the Oscars differently, sort of not an aha moment, but a shift. Mm-hmm. And what the shift was is suddenly it has nothing to do with actually what happened, but this Oscars was different from other Oscars. You know, for decades, celebrities have used their celebrity-dom to make changes that they think are appropriate in the world or whatever. Like Martin Sheen, for decades, every Easter would come up to Northern California to a nuclear power plant and lead a procession dressed as Jesus to try and stop the nuclear power plant from continuing.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's lots of things to be gained by checking the future out. Check it out with Victoria Bullis at victoriabullis.com. Thank you, Victoria.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
In the past 30 years that have been called, I don't know if it's Reds and then there's Red. Reds was one movie that Warren Beatty was in, and Red was the one that had Helen Mirren and Bruce Willis and Morgan Freeman and Malkovich. Was it? Well, they weren't both called Chuck Reds. They were one was Red.
Well, this is a score to Warren Beatty's 1981 movie Reds.
Yeah.
Which he played a radical American journalist caught up in the Russian Revolution. It was nominated for a handful of Oscars. He won Best Director. And the reason we play that is I think people, after the Oscar ceremony on Sunday night, in which that big gaffe was made at the end and Warren Beatty sort of was caught in the crossfire of it, a lot of people may not remember that Warren Beatty was a major player in the business and really reigned in Hollywood in 1981 with this film. Chariots of Fire went on to win the Oscar for Best Picture. He was nominated for Best Actor. Henry Fonda wound up beating him for On Golden Pond. But I there was a sadness for me after watching that Sunday night, because I think a lot of people are just going to remember Warren Beatty for that one moment, because it was such an enormous moment of confusion. And it was great television, though, when you look back at it. I mean, fascinating television that happened.
All right, so back to the question about Reds and Red. Yeah. Was the Red movie that we're talking about with Warren Beatty was Reds, and the one with Willis was Red, right?
Exactly.
All right,
exactly.
All right, more fallout from the Oscars, plus some movie. Say it again, Doug. There it is. Some movie news coming up with Chuck Curry here on Movie Moments.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
All right, 57 after. So the accountants have apologized for the mix-up. Okay, we got all of that. Horrible mistake, blah, 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 blah.
Now, what did you think of Jimmy Kimmel overall, Doug?
Yeah, it was okay. I'm not a fan, but I thought
he did a fantastic job, and I thought he did a really good job of making that room comfortable and also watching it on TV. It had a different feel, and I guess you got to be a Jimmy Kimmel fan because obviously he and his producers really blueprinted the Oscar telecast like the Jimmy Kimmel show. That's why I liked it.
I thought that the effect of those people coming from the bus tour was fabulous. Yeah. It just made everything relatable.
Some people don't like it. Some people, I like that a lot. I thought the ongoing riff with Matt Damon, that was a lot of funny gigs. And then the candy falling from the ceiling. Yeah. I thought it was good. Having said that, 32.9 million people tuned into the Oscars Sunday night, which is a 9-year low. Not surprising. Listen, I said this last week. It's not the collective experience that it used to be. It's a far cry removed from 1975 when, 100 million plus watched the Oscars. There's just so many outlets to watch different entertainment. A lot of people soured on Hollywood in general. Yeah, I'm not one of them.
Politics.
Stay away. So, but having said that, I think overall it was a really good telecast and marred by that last moment, but it'll go down in history on YouTube. It's something people are going to watch for a very long time. Some other movie news of interest. Filming, Doug, just began on the sequel to Universal's hit Jurassic World. Chris Pratt and Bryce Howard will be back. That will come out not this summer, but summer of 2018. I like Jurassic World a lot. Look forward to this installment. Don't really know what they could do in terms of a storyline, but I did like the last one a lot.
All right. That's a word from Chuck Curry, who's our movie man. He's got all kinds of things going on in his life. What is it? Poseidon 72? Isn't that where we can find you?
Poseidon 72.
Poseidon 72. He's got a podcast, Movie Man.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.